Today we are here to talk about poverty and inequalities. An honest discussion about this topic must concern the realization of the right to education. Let's talk about education. When we talk about education in the context of poverty and inequalities, we tend to limit our vision by conceiving education as an instrument for professional development. If we open the scope and we take into consideration all the dimensions of the right to education, we will observe a more powerful tool to overcome poverty and inequalities. As the Universal Declaration of Human Rights stresses, education shall be directed to the full development of the human personality. Why is the development of the human personality so important in the context of poverty and inequalities? Human personalities are crucial to understand our roots, our traditions, and the values of our communities. Human beings are not isolated creatures, but part of a community, and it is essential for the development of a human being to know who they are in order to critically reflect their environment and to become later a force for change in their community. Depriving a child from this right means excluding him or her from an holistic education, which is essential to overcome poverty and inequality. It's a big challenge in a plural world to develop a system in which the children from different communities can develop their own human personality. In this regard, mainstream good life models tend to dominate mainstream education, and therefore persistent minorities are excluded from educational systems all across the world. I conclude my intervention by calling the international community to take into consideration the voice of those communities and parents in order to truly make education a tool for change.